You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
It's episode 17, and we're talking about how Bravo Production put the cameras down to save their own lives. How selfish! It's After Buzz's Real Houses of New York City After Show. Let's do this.
Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain,
I am.
If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain,
yes, like I love it. Tropical vibes.
Where's our piña coladas?
You don't know what's in my cup. Slurp, slurp. It is Wednesday. Welcome to After Buzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I am your host, Hollywood Leanne. I'm here with a full panel and a guest. And a guest, After Buzz Royalty. We'll get to him, but let's kick it off.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Sarah Sirio.
Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter.
Hey, Chelsea Sark-Jones.
And let's introduce Grant Rutter.
Hey, everyone.
Yay.
It's Grant Swans.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the nice intro, Leanne.
Welcome,
I came with my opinions and a pool toy. This is from the pool, but, you know, this could have saved someone's life in this episode. I mean, this is...
That's
this
not
they
the
had
pool?
Less than this on the boat.
Isn't that from the waters of Colombia?
Yes, exactly. They could have used this, but, you know, I have it here, and I'm excited to be a guest and hang out with y'all, so I'm here to give my 2 cents and then some.
Well, thank you for bringing your flotation device. I appreciate
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I come prepared.
We're going to need it. It's going to be an incredible show. We have lots to talk about. Yes. This boat ride from hell, yes. Supposedly.
Musically.
We'll get into it.
There's a lot.
We should have had the Titanic theme song, but, you know, we'll talk about it. We open up with breakfast, and everybody wants to rehash. And Ramona says... It's all coming back to me now. The highs and lows of last night.
That was amazing.
Like she was the one most affected by anything.
Right? That's why she wanted to open up the gates.
I know. She did. But I feel like she realized, she was like, hi, I don't think I got enough airtime last night. I really need to like put my 2 cents in. When at the moment, I feel like no one was really saying much. And then she was like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luann came in a little feisty, though. Like, she was ready for a fight. Like, they were ready to rehash some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you rolled around with the bear last night, like, you don't want to poke the bear again the next
right
night
away.
When she has a hangover. Like, give her a minute. Give her some Advil, some Pedialyte, some coconut water.
Still drunk.
I agree. She was definitely still slurring. Still messy.
Started drinking again the next morning.
To keep it
going.
Probably
because she was like, what did I do?
She's like,
I'm not ready
for reality.
Yeah.
How do you feel about chain smoking Dorinda, though? Like, it kind of made me sad to see her, like, barely lighting the cigarette with a glass of wine. Like, it was like burnout Dorinda.
Yeah. I lived for Joker Dorinda. Like, that was my favorite look. I watched it on replay. Like, it was everything. Yeah.
She lost a lot of points that night because, you know, everyone's talking about how Bethany is just a certain something, and then Carol's just a girl's girl. Then the first thing Bethany does when she walks in is she goes, yo, fix your lipstick. Is anyone else going to tell her, like, what's going on? So, you know, say what you want about B, but
you know, Bethany's saying, you're going to regret it, Dorinda. You're going to regret it. And Dorinda says, stay out of it, B. You got no skin in this. She was right away letting everybody know, do not mess with me. And Bethany's like, no, like, honestly, I'm just trying to, like, I'm just trying to predict what's going to happen in 4 hours.
Yes.
Because that's exactly what happened. Dorinda was drunk crying later going, I really am upset. I hurt Luann. So, yeah. Carol jumping in. What do you think about Carol jumping in? Telling Bethany to just stop it.
My thing is, Bethany came from a good place. Like, if she was, like, like igniting it and trying to get them revved up even more, like, I'd understand Carol, like, jumping in and saying no. Exactly. Like, be quiet. But, like, she was really trying to, like, keep the peace and, like, yeah, you're going to regret this. Like, we all know your cycle of alcoholism. Like, this is the next stage is regret. Like, calm it down and we'll get moving. But, no, I felt it was rude. And I think Bethany's point, it's like, we're butting heads right now. For her to say something, it only further, you know, makes us upset with one another.
Yeah, it was an attempt to turn the table against Bethany by trying to make it look like she was butting into somebody else's business when she was just trying to, like, calm Dorinda down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's have a nice breakfast, guys. Like, we don't need this right now. Yeah.
Some sausage.
Grant, what do you think?
I have nothing nice to say about Bethany.
How dare you?
Well, you know what? No. She was acting a certain kind of way in the beginning of the season. Yes. It was very aggressive. I wasn't feeling it. I kind of jumped ship because it's come down to picking a side, and we're going to talk about news and gossip later. We have a fantastic segment where I feel like it went down all the way up the Bravo hierarchy, all the way to Andy. So I feel like everyone's had to choose a side. Grant, what's it going to be? Bea or Carol?
Well, neither of them. I'm like, I'm not, like, you know, campaigning for either of them. I mean, you know, I don't know. Bethany has a big name. You know, she carries a lot of weight in the Bravo universe just from what we're seeing. You know, she's had the spinoffs, things like that. And Carol ran a race this season. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. I don't really know.
And they're still talking about it.
Carol's really busy. Yeah. She's really busy. And she's like, you're busy. I'm busy.
I can't reply to your texts.
What are you doing exactly? That's
probably writing another book.
Yeah, she has no book. She has no man. Like, she has no job right now. Like, I don't know what it is that she's doing all day.
I think
she got some bangs that look like she did them herself. She's clearly doing her makeup herself because it's not looking great this season. Like, I'm not. You know what side I am. I'm coming for you, Grant. You better get ready.
I have to give Carol some credit because when she's, and I'm not a huge Carol fan, but when she's across from Bethany, and Bethany is a complete disaster, in my opinion, on the show, Carol holds her own and speaks
really
very
does.
Peacefully, and she's just kind of like very like matter of fact, like, no, that's not exactly what happened, and no, that's not how that went down, and that's how you perceive that. Where someone like, if I was arguing with someone like Bethany, I think I would throw a glass. I'd be so annoyed trying to make sense of her.
Ramona.
Yeah,
she's so compelling.
Like, I would lose my mind.
She is, but you know, I think I kind of got a little bit more of a sense of why their friendship is the way that it is in this episode. And it reminded me of a friendship that I had with one of my close girlfriends. Ooh, and it was one of those things where it was like, you guys love each other so much, but you're not making enough time for one another in life. And, like, we grow up. We grow apart. Like, things change. And you kind of expect, like, you think your relationship is strong enough to go through all of that. So I see, now I kind of understand it a little bit more.
But were you guys on a reality show together filming?
No, we weren't. But in my head, we were. So.
It makes sense. But no, that
on the show, like, you have to make time to film with each other. Therefore, you're... I don't know. I just don't really buy it. I don't really buy it. I feel like they just don't like each other and they should just say it. I feel, you know, last episode when Carol got in the van and she had all those opinions later?
Yes, when she should have just said those.
Exactly. Like, just be truthful. Just say it. Just be like, you know what? I used to be all about this and now I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
Just be real. Bethany's a lot to deal with. So just, I feel like, rip the Band-Aid off. And you know what? We're not even one empanada in, like Sonya said. Yeah. We still have the whole boat ride to go. An hour and a half boat ride that they made really, really short.
I know.
Pink Champagne was flowing. I kind of wanted to play Pink Champagne by Ariana Grande, but, you know, we had to do something tropical.
Yeah.
We had to keep it vacation. Lou and Dorinda decide to talk again, fight a little bit more, hug it out, fight a little bit more. Then hug it out, but it just doesn't really feel like
it got anywhere.
It squashed.
Really got anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Dorinda really came in with an open heart, but Luann had still felt a certain way, so she wasn't going to let her in. And therefore, Dorinda was like, you know what? If you're going to go there again, like, dude.
Because Dorinda did apologize to Luann. And Luann was like, but what you said hurt me. And she's like, well, I said I'm sorry. She's like, but you still need to realize that it hurt me. And she's like, I'm sorry. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, I'm sorry it hurt you. Like, why do you keep having to drag this out? I thought Luann needed to let it go and, like, get over herself.
Or just talk about it and then have Dorinda say, I'm sorry. So you don't have to say anything after the apology.
Yeah.
Because once someone says, look, I'm really, really sorry, and they're crying, you really can't say anything about it. But Luann felt like she really hadn't told her. Everything you said was super dark, dark, dark.
I mean, I also just... I think I missed Dorinda's initial apology, so to me, in my opinion, it was kind of just something she graced over just to say it, just to say that she said sorry, if that makes any sense.
The first one was at breakfast.
At breakfast. Yeah. Like, it was just like, I said sorry just to say
passive.
Sorry.
It was passive.
But I think the reason why I got so, like, off on the wrong foot is because when Dorinda came up, they were all talking about it, like, so aggressively, and so, like, her guard was already back up, and, like, we all mentioned, we think she was still drunk, so it just
she
didn't...
Yeah, probably knew.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Luann missed an opportunity because she said, like, oh, it got so dark, it got so dark. What she should have said was, this is what you think of me? Is that your honest opinion? Is this stuff that you've been holding on to? Because that's what got her in her crawl last week.
Yeah.
And that's what she should have said. Like, just, like, we can clear this up right now. Are these feelings that you've been harboring for me for years? Or is this just, like, a bunch of nonsense? That's what she should have clarified.
Exactly.
You know, and she just didn't spit it out. I was waiting for that moment. She just didn't get there. That was a weird scene, the back and forth of that. It wasn't really getting anywhere. And then it looked like it was getting better. And then another left turn. I would have said, look, Dorinda, you're still drunk. We're not having this conversation.
Well, you can't call her drunk again.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was drinking
already.
I didn't
know she wasn't drinking, but she just hadn't slept off the alcohol from the night before.
Yeah. But I really do feel like she was making sense, and Luann just felt a certain kind of way, just didn't want to let it go right there. But when someone is coming to you with an open heart, you feel it. Like, I would have been like, dude, I just cried in your boob. Like, how do you not know it's real? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm Team Lou on this one, just because I feel like what Dorinda said was just so mean. Like,
I agree.
I don't think that Luann was malicious in telling her what she said. And for Dorinda to react in the way that she did, it's like, yeah, you guys have been friends for 12 years. You say you feel like family. Like, where is this coming from?
Yeah,
why
but
would you
nothing,
say
actually, nothing good comes out of you're starting to turn.
I disagree. Yeah.
Nothing good comes out. What do you want me to say after that?
I actually disagree with you, Chelsea, because I watched the episode back after we left the studio last week, and Luann did push it. She said, you're turning, and then, like, there was a little exchange where Luann really kept pushing the issue that gave her a chance to, like, not engage with Dorinda, especially when you know Dorinda has a history of being so aggressive when she gets drunk. Like, there was an opportunity for her to like, disengage, and she continued to push it because I do think she felt like she had the higher ground getting out of rehab.
But you just, like, you still don't say that to someone that's your best friend or someone, like, of that caliber. If she was saying that to Bethany or Sonia or... I don't know who else, but if it was someone else, like, Dorinda and her, like, have a
history.
Dorinda and Lou have a history, so it's like, you can't go that low with someone that you're, like, best buds with.
Yeah, I mean, Luann tapped into Dorinda's insecurity in that moment, and that's what really spun out of control, and that's what they're not saying. I don't think they're getting to the root of the issue.
It was an eye for an eye.
I mean, I love Dorinda, but I don't get how she doesn't see that she has some type of a drinking problem. For her to get that angry when she drinks at times,
But I just like it so much.
I mean, I love it, too.
I tweeted about it, too. I was like, it's so fun now.
It's hilarious, but, like, she has to, like... has to have a coming to God moment.
But that's
like,
you're totally right, though. She has to come to that moment.
Yeah, she can't have all these people telling
exactly.
her.
Exactly. It's just going to make her go, you know what? No, I'm not going to do what you all want me to do. Stop telling me to stop drinking. I'm going to keep drinking.
Yeah, I know.
Stop telling me to stop drinking. Like, I totally get it. And I feel like it just didn't really go anywhere. But I like that Luann was like, let's just move it aside. Let's have a good time.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And while that's happening, Bethany decides to talk about her feelings. while Carol's coming back.
That was hilarious.
And Sonya's like, can you stop talking? Like,
that was hilarious.
Carol is right behind you.
Someone
could
have nudged her. Like, no one, like, I
don't
know.
Nobody got her attention.
No, I was like, oh, hey, Carol's back. Like, I would have been like, oh, hey, Carol.
I feel like she knew she was there, and she kept going. Like, anyways. When you've been caught, you just have no choice but to keep finishing the sentence.
Oh, she is just the worst. Would you ever want to travel with her, though? Really, though? Like, what a buzzkill. Like, just miserable from the before she gets on the plane.
Well, you know what?
Like,
she's not in charge.
Fun. If she's not having a good time, then nobody can have a good time. Like, just the worst travel companion.
You know, and she's saying, like, I know I'm being such a buzzkill, but the one thing I will give Carol is that I do feel like when Bethany is in charge, it is, like, more lively. She is more inclined to be, like, let's really all have a good time. You
and
know
I think
mean?
It's obvious that she's going through something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, that she's not just out of nowhere. Because
exactly.
I know at the beginning
she's
of the
stressed.
Season. Yeah, at the beginning of the season, I was a little not Team Bethany. But, like, there's obvious that there's something mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah, there's a torture museum, and it's their group, and they talked about it.
Yeah, but you know what, though? We all go through things, and I don't think you can bring down the energy of a trip, a girl's trip, friends, like if someone's celebrating something. I mean, you know, you have to kind of put things on the back burner, and it can't be all about you.
And at the same
I don't
time,
think
it's
it was intentional,
a trip, though.
I don't
all
think
the
it was
crying,
intentional.
All the mood swings.
I don't think. I just feel like if she really needed to talk about it, she's with her friends.
Yeah.
So talk about it that one time, and then be like, "It's out there, you know."
But nobody was on her side.
Yeah. And
everybody was
on.
Like turning a cold shoulder. So when you're already going through something, and then you have nobody else to lean on, and you're stuck on this island on your own, like of course you're going to react that
it
way.
It was a bad trip. Dorinda said it at the end. Everything about it emotionally, like everything was a shit show.
It was.
Exactly. So you know what? They all take turns being the a-hole. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. Come on,
guys. I don't think anyone really came out of this trip looking like a martyr and amazing.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe Sonya, because she didn't really...
And even,
she was just Sonya.
Even Carol and Bethany at the end of that conversation were like, you know what? I feel like they both collectively, in their minds, said, we hate each other. Sure, let's just move on. And they really did. They, like, literally moved on. And Bethany tried to do that, like, fake I love you cheers. When they got on the boat, pink champagne was flowing. Carol's like, whatever, I'll take it. Cheers. Let's just do it. Pina coladas and mini yacht. The girls are back. I really felt like right at that little beginning when the water was flowing and it was so blue, I'm like, this is what it's about. Like, I love the housewife trips and it's so gorgeous in the background. I thought it was going to be amazing. And Luann's body's amazing. That's what was amazing. She was showing us that.
Yeah.
And then she said she wishes she had a man with her, which, like, makes me love
Luann. Of course.
I just love that. Yep. I know.
It's typical real Luann.
You know, she just needed to find herself a new pirate.
Yeah. Exactly. She's like, you know what? We'll make this so good. Some D. This would make this so good.
She's so funny. I don't know. Why didn't they stay at that house the whole time?
Exactly. Well, obviously they can't because the waters get so choppy.
Yeah.
I guess. Take it out.
Yeah.
The spirits are flowing. Lou decides to scare Ramona with the crab.
Oh, that was great.
There's nothing scarier.
It's a spider. I loved it.
There's nothing scarier.
Wait, was the crab alive or dead? And then it was
dead.
In pieces.
It was dead
the whole time.
It died of,
in
like, pieces. Heat.
Yeah.
That's why Luann was so...
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it died. R.I.P. already. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, Luann, you know, was really well-equipped with the crabs.
Oh, what are you alleging?
I'm just saying, like, there's nothing scarier than crabs. So she was like, I'm going to scare Ramona.
Okay, I get you.
That was so funny. It was like back to old times.
I know,
like,
Ramona didn't get mad or anything. She was just like, that was good.
It was good.
Yay.
It was good to scare Ramona. I like that. It was good energy.
It was a fun time.
Everybody was in the water. Bethany was the first one to jump in the ocean. That's usually me. And then Sonya was the first one to flash everybody. That's usually me too. I love that. Bethany was like, show me what you got. She was bending over for everyone, showing her.
Did she ask
everything.
To show, or did Sonya not
Bethany
volunteer?
Just said, turn to the side, because she wanted to see, like, her side profile. She wanted to see her bum. And Sonya just turned around and showed her
her tags, her whole
sunshine.
Yeah, swimsuit bottoms.
All right, that is never a good look to cap tags on. You know, her argument about reselling them is even worse.
Oh, God, how
The fact
that
like, she thinks she can resell worn bathing suit bottoms.
Yeah.
No.
No.
She's a real penny pincher.
Who does that?
Yeah. The tag on. That's rough. No, no shame. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how embarrassed would you be? Like, I'm embarrassed I forget to cut, like, or, you know, that sticker, you know, that sizing sticker. Yeah. Like, that's embarrassing enough.
Seriously.
She's proud of that.
I love Sonia, though. It's classic Sonia to have the tag on and talk about recycling it and somehow. I mean, she pulls off handkerchiefs from, like, the 1960s, and she's like, these are Versace's, like, hand napkins when they're really, like, pillows from the 1950s.
Wearing her daughter's clothes.
I know.
Wearing her daughter's underwear. Like, it's all about underwear these days, isn't it?
You know, and Sonia can really rock a pair of underwear, or she can, like, not rock a pair of underwear. She has the vibe down. And while we're talking about underwear, you guys, everybody needs it. And it's new is better than old. Apparently, you can get some recycled ones from Sonia. But as long as your underwear are comfortable, you're good. And if you want some comfortable underwear, you should check out MeUndies. MeUndies, stay put. There's no moving around. They come right to your door. And you can get a matching pair for your partner if you guys want to be cute on Instagram. Trust me, you'll like them. This is a no-risk offer. If you're not happy, they'll refund them, and you still get to keep them. And because you're listening to me, you'll get 15% off your first pair and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/buzz. That's MeUndies.com/BUZZ buzz. And here's an extra gift for you. Ooh. Order a pair, take a screenshot of your transaction, and send it to me. And I'll send you another pair. You get one for 15% off, and then another pair from me for free.
What? Holler!
The first 25 people to send a proof of purchase and send a screenshot of your purchase or the receipt, I'll send you a free pair of MeUndies. Just send your proof to gift@podcastone.com, put Buzz in the subject line, and very soon you'll have your own pair to add to the collection. Let's do this. gift@podcastone.com. Go to meundies.com/buzz right now.
We want to see you in your undies.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Show me your best Sonia look.
Exactly, exactly. Everyone's in the water splashing around, and Bethany's like, Dorinda, why aren't you in the water? Everyone's in the water having fun.
Dipped her toes in to, like, look sad.
Yeah, she's like, I know. You guys, you're having a great time.
Don't worry about me.
I'm having alcohol guilt. God, I know what that feels like. You know alcohol guilt, Grant?
A little bit. But I feel for her because she's like, it's ruined her day. Like, she, like, because she went crazy the night before, she's paying the price the entire day the next day.
Yeah.
She's going to worry about, you know, how close she is to Lou. Is Lou in the van? Is she sitting next to her? Like, it's a lot to have to be on all the time because of a mistake you made. You know, I don't know. It's too much work.
It happens. Half of the stuff. So she's probably also like, oh, shit.
I know. And
then she's thinking, and then it probably, like, blacks out in her head, and she's like, what?
Can you imagine? It's just like, it's normal to just have alcohol guilt. We've all felt it. And you're just, you wake up the next morning like, I was a total. But then to be someone on a cast where there's television and cameras, you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
You have to just own it at that point.
Yeah.
Thank you for the comments on my hat, guys. Charlie, thank you. Ronnie, love it.
Oh, Ronnie.
I love to service.
No, I feel like she does own it, though. I just feel like it kind of caught up with her more this time.
Yeah, because
she went a little further than normal.
And it was someone she cared
twice.
About.
Twice. Even in the morning. She went off again in the morning. Like, it was like a continuation. Oh, Dorinda. Well, Tinsley wants to be a wife, and apparently she used to be a fashion designer.
We need to look up her Wikipedia or something.
I love how she was like, I just worked so hard earlier in my life. Like, for what? Like, the past 4 years of it? Like, how hard did she work?
She's working. She's on The Real Housewives of New York right
working,
now.
Working, really hard.
She's working,
typical Ramona. To her face, she goes, oh, yeah, I want to be a wife. And then right in the interview, shit-talking, like, who's that? Everyone that I know who's married to rich men, they want to have their own jobs. So I'm like, all right, so you don't want to be a wife either.
I'm with Ramona to this point, though, because sorry, but what have you done, Tim? Like, I really just don't see it. And it's like, why are you still in New York if you love Scott so much and he's in Chicago, just move to Chicago and be his wife there. Like, you're really not doing anything in New York. Just go leave.
Scott is in New York now. He followed.
I think it's his choice to, like, you know, keep her at a distance while he gets to do this thing in Chicago. And he's convinced her to, you know.
But I appreciated Ramona pushing her because I was like excited we were going to get this little insight on Tinsley.
Exactly.
And then there was still nothing. Like, and she could have at least been, I want to.
Ramona could have grilled her a little bit.
I'd
have
been like, great.
Ramona could have been like, fashion designer? Honey, let's talk about it. Because
she was in fashion, Ramona.
Sonia Morgan lifestyle brand, like. Ramona walking in the fashion show, you know, with the
her fashion experience.
Yeah, like we have fashion runway experience on the New York panel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
this cast.
I just need something more from Tinsley, whether it be her career or her love life or anything, charity, something.
Yeah, yeah, like she needs to add something. Yeah.
I think she likes playing the part of like not having anything and just kind of being like cute and ordering room service and like having Scott.
Yeah, guys, don't get mad that we're talking. It's just the truth. No, this is really like what she's showing us.
Because I feel like at some point it's like, yeah, she's fun. I like her. Like, I don't not like her. I like her. But I need like have a little connection. I feel like she needs to have that little piece of connection. Yeah. That all the other, it's like, why do you like
Well, she is
going to
cry the next episode.
Because people like hated the trip. I don't know why she cried.
Yes. Okay, I like her, and none of it really bothers me, even though what you're saying is right. Like, she's not doing anything.
No,
she's not bringing anything. She took some sweaters out of an oven, and I'm trying to think of like the highlights. But, like, there's enough for me in this show versus a snooze fest like that Beverly Hills Housewives mess, like, you know, where it shows when you've got nothing going on. You've got six women for 23 weeks doing jack. You know, it's like, okay, but with her, there's so much going on. Like, I can kind of overlook some of the mundane quietness of it all.
Totally.
I don't mind
she has other people to carry the show
for. Exactly.
Yeah. That's why she can be such a weak character.
Exactly. We didn't even notice it until she, like we got so sidetracked on everybody else. And then when she says all of a sudden, I used to be a fashion designer, everyone's like, what?
We're like,
hold up, you're right. Like, what have you done?
I've always known her to be a wife.
She has a mugshot, you guys.
I never Who's doing something? Luann. She decides to rehearse on vacation because
good
that's
for her.
Do.
I like it. I always work when I go on vacation.
You know,
Vicky Guzzleson, she does the same thing.
Exactly. Vicky. Well, you got to check back into the real world, especially if you're someone that's like on and in the entertainment business. Like, we have to check our emails. You never know what's coming through.
And why not put it on for all those friends who know they're going to have some judgment and some words to say?
Oh,
so
exactly.
Get it from them first so you can be like, okay, lady.
I don't talk about stuff until after it's done, wrapped and stuff. I let the work show for itself.
But I want to know what's on all the papers she's carrying around. The lyrics to her own three songs that she has. Like,
I think there's like ad-lib, but like scripted
well,
ad-lib.
Chic C'est La Vie is very, very, very articulate, and there's lots of big words on it.
Yeah, and she only put in two of her own three songs of her own cabaret show. I mean, you know, it's not like you've got like a catalog. It's not like Britney. Like, you know, I can't put in everything. I mean, she's got three songs. Like, where's that girl code?
Exactly.
Where is it?
You guys, Grant and I went to the show. This is who I went with. So he's speaking from experience. It's not just something we're making up. We saw Luann show. So,
in between the rehab stints, I feel like I, you know,
Sonia
got it
could
hot,
have literally been prepped 30 seconds before the song, and it would have been exactly the same.
I mean, she's always like, I'm just going to wing it anyway. But there's no need for rehearsal.
Exactly. But I love that they decided to put on a tiny little show for the girls.
Yeah.
Before the captain was like, the water's getting choppy. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the boat ride from hell. This is what we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. Starts getting all choppy. The girls start to doubt it. They're like, this is, we've been seeing the same water. Ramona's like, why do we have to leave? The water looks exactly the same.
It did look rough. I'm sorry.
It did look choppy.
It looked choppy, but it didn't look like we would be scared.
No,
but
it just looked like rough.
They like zoomed in on like a wave off or a rock. You know, they like had to amp it up.
Yeah, like I've flown off a jet ski in the middle of Mexico. Like, you know, it's scary for like a little bit, but you know, it's not that bad. So I feel like I kind of would have been on the same boat with like Ramona. I would have been like, it's fine, it's just a little bit. What I don't understand, where did Sonia just get all this craziness all of a sudden? She's just like, why would you bring us here? Because like,
she has a daughter. She's thinking about her daughter. Just like Tinsley's thinking about her dog.
You know what? In times of crisis, that's like stupid. Fight or flight, we know now Sonia's going to fight everybody around.
Yeah, that's
true. I feel
true.
Like it was like the alcohol. It was like just, it probably amped up it all. Yeah. And she was already like, what is happening? happening?
Tinsley, like, it's fine. It's normal.
She's like, ride it a little. She's like, ride the wave. You gotta ride it. It's like, what?
And she was going like this. You gotta ride it. Yeah. Like this. If my boat is going like this, I would be very scared.
Yeah.
I loved how Sonia peed on someone's article of clothing several and times. threw it on Tinsley.
And she threw it on Tinsley. She's like,
you did hair. You brought us on this boat. Eat my piss.
Oh my God.
So good.
Carol's puking. And then just like when we think we're gonna like really see, we hear, we smell smoke, and like everyone's really starting to freak out. We really feel like, oh my God, the roller coaster's about to go over the edge. They turn the cameras off.
Black out.
Yeah, but I do want to give credit to the crew though for what they did get.
Totally. No.
You know what I mean?
A lot of iPhone camera footage, I think.
Yeah. I feel like
Bethany had hers out. Yeah. I could tell.
I feel like you could have just put the camera down. Like, let it roll. Have you ever seen the Blair Witch Project when the camera falls on the floor and just keeps recording?
Expensive equipment. You don't want to go on
the floor. And they, I don't say throw it on the floor.
Keep it on and just, like, wherever the camera's at, it could still be rolling.
Would you guys be doing this? You talk a brave game now, but if you were on the boat...
Absolutely not.
There could have been, like, a camera mounted on the boat.
Yeah, maybe, like, from a GoPro or something.
A GoPro.
You know what? I feel like they had footage and they just didn't show it because it just wasn't... that crazy. It wasn't that. I mean, it was super anticlimactic.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
No, well, okay, so I believe that it wasn't. I read the stories initially, and they said that they were all afraid for their lives, and a boat had to come and save them. And then we saw the previews. But Dorinda said, she did an interview recently on the Jenny McCarthy Show, and she said that it was really bad. Like, they really thought they were about to, like, die.
Well, couldn't we have seen a little bit about that? Like, just a tiny little bit? We waited so many months.
See, here's what I think.
I think they really killed the cameras.
Here's
if it
what
was
I think.
That scary, then yeah.
They have, like, producers that travel with them. Each one of these ladies has their producer. Like, you don't know who's there. So I feel like there was probably footage that they just couldn't use. It's probably, like, calling out, like, hey, yeah. Peter, or whoever, like, what's going on? Like, are you like,
too
what's
much
happening?
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, it was like just broke the, like, they just broke that fourth wall because they were scared for their lives. They're not worried about keeping up the facade of being on a docu-follow. But, I mean, you know, that if Carol's on her hands and knees throwing up, I have to assume that someone on the crew is also in the same boat, whether they're, they're probably not drinking, literally in the same boat, but, like, feeling the same way. So I give them credit for even what they got, because, I mean, if there's no paycheck high enough for me to be, like, risking my life just trying to keep a steady hand with a handy cam.
Mm-hmm. I think Bravo intentionally tried to play it down. Because they even released a statement saying it wasn't that bad, we're investigating the situation, but I think it was an intentional, they intentionally played it down to not, like, they got the fans excited, but they didn't want to face any, like, real legal issues.
I don't know.
They said that, so I just want to clarify, because they did say, like, oh, not everything was accurate in the reports, but the only thing that, in my opinion, that didn't match was that there was no fire on board. It smelled like smoke, but there was no fire. But everything else seemed to be, like, there were no life vests. That the boat was going over, the anchor had to be cut off. Like, everything else seemed to match, except for the smoke and fire, I mean.
Well, the smoke came from they were trying to reel up the anchor. Yeah. And
it
they couldn't.
Like
yeah,
smoke.
Right. But
so
the boat wasn't in flames. Yeah. You know,
I'm seeing lawsuit in the chat. You guys, who are they going to sue? Like, the guys from Columbia? They don't
maybe
have
the people
anything.
The boat company.
They were trying to sue production for putting them on the boat in the situation.
I don't.
Which is a stretch.
No.
They didn't do that.
Who would sue their own boss? That makes no sense.
Were the ladies trying to, or was the boat
That's what the report said when it initially happened, was that some of the women were threatening to sue Bravo for putting them in that situation and not having them.
They should have sued Tinsley for picking Columbia.
I know.
Columbia's a beautiful country.
One of the reports said, oh, the boat was janky and it was old. So I was waiting to see. And it didn't look bad to me.
I was waiting for Ramona to like bash the boat when she got on it.
If Ramona didn't bash the boat, then the boat wasn't that bad. Yeah. I don't understand why the wives would sue Bravo.
I know. That's kind of...
like, okay, I've seen it that maybe that's a possibility. I just don't understand why. I don't understand why.
Oh, it's probably, I don't know anything, but it's all, they can't sue anybody with their contracts. And they're, you know, of course they don't.
Oh my
is going to protect themselves. I don't know for a fact, but I can just imagine it must be very hard to sue the network of the show you're on.
Yeah. Mike Bowman in the chat, hilarious. He said, rest in peace, lose phone. Yeah. I would have been so mad. I would have been like, you know what? Can I just please get my phone? It's right there on the couch. No.
Yeah, and then the guy was like, no, we'll come back for it. Or like, we'll keep looking for it.
No, we're not.
I don't know, like,
I'm pretty sure everyone had to get on that.
She had her lyrics on the phone, you guys. How else was she going to be ready for the show?
Had two songs in the
Is that why?
She lost the, phone.
She lost the third song.
We all have to pay the price for that shit show.
I will say, I know we're all very disappointed that we didn't see anything, but I did love the retelling of what happened through the confessionals. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they
props to the editing.
Yeah.
That was good editing.
They made up for it in that way, but yeah.
Let's get into our Twitter sphere. We're going to shout out your tweets and pull some stuff up. We're actually going to do our MVP in the Twitter segment because everyone was talking about on Twitter the lady at breakfast in the back that was serving everybody. Oh, my gosh. She was so funny. We're going to pull up your tweets in just a second. So we'll do, we'll do that one first. So this is our first tweet. It is about the bow, and it's saying, these days, it always seems like the world is about to end. All I ask that it doesn't happen the week before next week's boat ride from hell. Thank you. Look at that picture of Dorinda.
Yeah, someone did some serious photo editing, putting the faces on them.
There was a lot of it. I put some on my Instagram. Check out my story. They're really, really funny.
Got some time.
Yes.
I love it.
I love the dedication.
Shout out, Brian.
Exactly. And then Bethany Frankel tweeted, this is part of news and gossip as well. Bethany tweeted, Bravo has reasons for not asking housewives to return. It's based on research and focus groups and you. Aside from 3 years I left, no Real Housewives cast member has ever quit. Hmm. One saying they chose to depart and attributing to me is fiction. It's healthier to be truthful about a hard situation.
Wow.
Because Carol was in the news saying, like, I'm not going back basically because of Bethany.
Yeah, it's her show. I don't want to step on anyone's toes. I don't want to make next season even worse for you guys, so I'll just bow out.
Yeah, which was kind of true.
But you know what, though? Every housewife that's left, no matter what season, has said that, you know, I think my journey stops here, and I'm ready to, you know, go, I'm going to do something different. Like, I've decided, because they leave it up to... They give the dignity to the housewife to say, like, you know, they don't want to make it look like they're fired.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is the point of that passive-aggressive tweet?
There's no reason for it. Like, there's no reason for it. It's just, to me, it shows her low self-esteem more than
I loved it. I disagree with both of you guys. I was like, give me more details, Bethany. Throw more shade at Carol. I'm team Bethany on this one all the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of stunts happening with Bravo, especially with they're still going at it. We have it in our news and gossip, but we're going to still continue the Twitter sphere. We're going to shout out Dave Quinn here. This is also our MVP for the show.
Yes.
She is hilarious. The women, this woman has opinions. And I want to know everything she's thinking.
Yeah. The quick pan of her was the perfect time.
Yeah.
She is so funny. I know.
It was in the middle of the Dorinda breakfast.
It was a lot of judgment in that photo.
There's a lot of likes on that tweet. Go Dave Quinn.
I mean, I would live to be just a fly on the wall or like a waiter or something for one of those like epic housewives fight. Like the one with Lisa Rinna and don't speak about my husband. Like
I would never act that way in another country just because I would be terrible. Hello, locked up abroad. Well, anyways.
That's a whole production team that's going to save you.
Let's not get ahead. We still have some more. This is our news and gossip. News and gossip. Let's pull up our little song for news and gossip, and then we'll pull up our news that we have.
AfterBuzz TV.
Yay, I love this little song. So, Andy Cohen, he's basically... It went up all the way the hierarchy. Basically, somebody is saying that Andy Cohen was forced to choose between Bethany Frankel and Carol.
Oh.
I'm not buying it.
I mean, Andy is the deciding factor of it all. Ultimately, but I don't know.
Well, we have some quotes. Can we go to the next picture?
I have a lot to say on this.
Let's okay, so it says Bethany and Carol were once best friends and now they are so ugly they can't even be in the same room anymore. Drama is usually the lifeblood of reality shows, but things have gotten so nasty that two of them refused to film together. They did the reunion, but sources at the reunion tell me that it was so toxic, it was so ugly, that they constantly fought, and they both decided one TV show is not big enough for Carol and Bethany.
I don't feel like they're that dramatic to not... I don't know. Their drama's not that juicy. Like, that's not a Kim and Nene Leakes situation to me.
But I took it to the reunion. Yeah. I guess we'll see at the reunion.
Okay. I have a lot of thoughts on this. This first of all, where does this come from? Radar Online? So, you know, let's take it with a grain of salt to begin with. Seriously. Yes. Now, when it comes to this, like, yes, Andy Cohen has some involvement, but there are so many people involved in making any of these decisions, even on the production company level, all through casting, through programming. Like, there's so many people. I mean, the whole thing is odd, though, that she announced her departure before the reunion aired. There's something going on.
She wasn't supposed to do that. That was probably a really big no-no.
Yeah, I know nothing personally, but it's just, I don't know, Bethany shouldn't be talking out about it. It's just it's so much bigger than what it is on Radar Online.
Doesn't Bethany have producer credit on the show? Like a very small.
Oh, does she
work that into her contract back when she rejoined in season 10?
Probably.
I think you're right. See, this is the problem. This is like what sets me off even with like Lisa Vanderpump on Beverly Hills. It's just these people, they hold these shows hostage. They make decisions when they should just be on the show. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, they're not always the best power moves for the better of the show. Sure. I mean, you know, just it's an ensemble show. Relax. You can't produce and run everything.
I mean, but you can't act like losing Carol on this show is that big of a loss.
No.
She didn't bring that much to the show. I'm not saying that.
No, but no. I don't like seeing Bethany run the show that she's supposed to be an ensemble cast member on either.
It's Grant's rants right there. That was his rant for the day.
I loved it.
You know, there's been a lot of Bravo celebrities getting in trouble lately for talking outside. Out of time, yeah. You know, Andy Cohen literally last Friday called into Jeff Lewis Live to tell him, shut your effing mouth. You're an effing moron. Keep Vicky's name out of your mouth. You're going to lose your entire Bravo contract and TV show if you don't stop.
Like, he said that?
Yes. Ooh. And I was listening to Andy last night, and he was re-talking about it again with John Hill, and he was like, look, like, he is really going to lose it. There's just some things that you shouldn't be talking about, like Bravo contracts mm-hmm. and stuff from behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, they hate that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel like Carol announcing that she was leaving the show, that's a big no-no. Especially before the reunion's out.
Because it ruins.
It ruins stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's something to that. That's weird.
There's been a lot of publicity around Bravo lately, and some of it's good, some of it's bad, some of it's... We just don't know. We just don't know what's really happening. We're in the dark. So find out. Let us know in the chat. Thank you for keeping up with us. And thank you for listening to us on iTunes and downloading us. I really appreciate it. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and I can't do this without my full panel. Grant, thank you so much for joining us. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
What do you want to promote?
So fun.
Oh, I just want to promote my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. I'm on a small summer hiatus, but... there's been shows that have been out recently, including my 100th episode, which was a live show here in L.A. There's other shows, a funny comedian, Sean Polofsky, on. We talked Real Housewives of New Jersey, Fights, stuff that's coming out of their coming season. So take a moment, catch up on the podcast. You can find it on all major podcasting platforms. Just search Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. And I would love you if you listened. Thank you. Come back to the show. If you took a break from it, come back. It's better than ever.
Yay.
We'll be back.
I'm on his podcast. I'm one of them.
Yeah. You're like 99? The third most recent episode. Yeah,
exactly.
Number 98, I believe.
Go
and it's coming back this fall. I'm just taking a little break just to breathe.
We all need a break.
Exactly, guys. We'll be here every Wednesday. Doing the thing, breaking it down for you guys. Real Housewives of New York City after show. Check me out on Born This Way with Kevin Undergaro, August 15th. Sarah, kick it off.
Thank you guys again for watching so much. I hope you have a great rest of your week. I am Sarah Serio. Please follow me at @sserio.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can follow me at @justplainzach.
Hey guys, Chelsea Sark Jones. You can follow me on Instagram at @C_S Jones and everything else I'm doing in my life and career at chelseasarkjones.com.
Yeah, guys, we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye, After Buzzer.
Stay safe out there.
Waters are rough.
Yes, the waters are rough. I am the captain.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.